Psalm 66, to the chief musician, a song, a psalm. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are Your works. Through the greatness of Your power, Your enemies shall submit themselves to You. All the earth shall worship You and sing praises to You. They shall sing praises to Your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in His doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in Him. He rules by His power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of His praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For You, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but You brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into Your house with burnt offerings. I will pay You my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer You burnt sacrifices of fat animals, with a sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. The Geneva Study Bible titles this psalm, Praise to God for His Awesome Works. And that's a very appropriate title for this psalm. There are three broad categories that this psalm can be divided into that have to do with praising God for His greatness, for the wonderful things that He has done. They fall out in verses 1 through 7. Which gives a general call to praise God, a general call to all of the nations for the goodness and the greatness of God just for who He is and what He has done. Then verses 8 through 12, the praises become more specific. And they note especially how God has acted towards His people and the deliverances that He has given to them. And then verses 13 through 20 get even more specific. The psalmist says, I will praise God for what He has done for me. So it's a progression from general to more specific of God's people to very specific what God has done for me. With that in mind, let me highlight some of the praise that is given to God. The psalm begins with that general call, inviting all of the earth to come and to worship the Lord. That's a striking invitation because this is set in the Old Testament time period where God's grace was especially given through the Jews. But it was not exclusively given to the Jews. Here's an instance where the grace of God is offered to the ends of the earth. In fact, the nations to the ends of the earth are called to worship the Lord and invited to worship Him. It alludes then to God's purpose to bring salvation not only to the Jews but to the Gentiles, which rests on the promise of a Redeemer that in the time of this psalm was still awaited. It's a promise that runs throughout all of Scripture. It's the promise of Jesus Christ. So in this psalm, the light that is given to the Gentiles is the light of Jesus Christ. And you should see this psalm in that light. It goes on in the general invitation to say, how awesome are your deeds. You might notice in the Psalter translation and in some of the older translations, it says that God's deeds are terrible. And that word may take you down a wrong direction if you think of terrible as something just bad or something horrible. But terrible has this sense of the word that the New King James uses very well as being something awesome. And even that word is overused today. God's deeds are awe-inspiring. They do strike godly fear and godly trembling in his own people, and an undoing fear, a terrifying fear, in the sense of being afraid for the non-Christian. It cites history here as an example, the history of the Exodus. God led his people through the waters, through the sea, on dry land. It helps us to remember that God has and does and will act in history, and his deeds are awesome. Going on to his deliverance of his people more specifically, I want you to note that God delivers us from great danger and through great danger. That deliverance from great danger we gravitate to a lot more quickly than through great danger. He has delivered us from great danger, and the psalmist says, we've gone through fire and water, but you have brought us out to a rich fulfillment. The Exodus could mark that, David could mark it, and you and I can mark it, as God has delivered us over and over again from great dangers. But there's a very striking part of this psalm to see that God delivers us through great danger. Look especially at verses 9 through 11. We bless our God, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. But then notice how God is the subject of these next verses. For you, God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. What the psalmist is speaking about is a deliverance of a different type. Not just the deliverance from the danger, but the deliverance of our souls, the working of godliness through great danger. God is the one who is at act here. In the Psalter version of this, it goes, we have gone through fire and water at your doing. It very specifically points to God's work delivering us, refining us through great danger. That leads the psalmist to make personal application and personal praise. God was the subject in verses 10 and 11. I am the subject in verses 13 through 17. I will go into the house with burnt offerings. I will go and worship. I will call upon the Lord. Each one of you individually become the subject of this psalm, relating what God has done for you. And especially note that it's because of answered prayer that praises are given. And I was struck by that, struck to wonder what those prayers might have been. Given the context, I think they're prayers for deliverance from great danger and deliverance through great danger. In fact, the psalmist says, my soul you have delivered. If you look just lost my place here. Verse 16, I will declare what he has done for my soul. It's that refinement for which he is praising God. Through this psalm, we testify what God has done for us, that he has done awesome deeds, delivering us from and through great danger. We rest then upon Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the one who has delivered us both from and through great danger. As we sing this psalm, a couple of years ago, this was our vacation Bible school psalm, so the tune is, might be familiar, especially to the children. The adults can follow them. And Lisa, she taught this, taught it at a pace that is quick, that I like. It communicates well in a tempo that goes forward. It goes across from the left hand to the right hand side of the page. And pay attention to Liz as she leads with that faster tempo. Please stand to sing.